Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum data requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sam Forbes, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of the show is nutritional supplements. We talk about vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Sam. Good afternoon, everybody.
Also with us is our medical expert and co-host, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon.
Now, in addition, we do have a special guest in the studio today, pharmacist Sherry Torkus. Sherry was one of our featured lecturers a couple of years ago at the Wilner Chemists WOR Luncheon, lecture at the Grand Hyatt. And she's the author of several books, and one that we will be talking about today is called The Glycemic Index Made Simple. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Sherry.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Okay, now, the subject today will be weight loss. Is of course a health problem that many people are interested in, and as you know, there's no end to diet programs, supplements, and theories on how to lose weight. And increasingly, however, the influence of blood sugar control seems to be gaining importance and interest as a key factor in weight loss. And with that in mind, something called the glycemic index is being recognized as an important part of successful weight loss, as well as other health problems.
Yeah, typical is a recent study from Sweden, and they found that certain whole grain products with a low glycemic index, if you eat it for breakfast, could regulate blood sugar for up to 10 hours afterward. This is the first study that indicated the effect could last that long. The author suggests that this finding would, and I quote, encourage manufacturers to create low glycemic index whole grain products, that these help to reduce the risk of diseases such as diabetes, obesity, and cardiovascular disease, unquote. And they go on to say the benefits of whole grain products are already widely known, including a study from Harvard University earlier this year that said a bowl of whole grain cereal every day could reduce the risk of heart failure by 27%. The study from Sweden also indicated that having a breakfast low in glycemic index helped people concentrate better for the rest of the morning, and the subjects had a better working memory than the placebo group.
All right, well, the point we're trying to make in introducing Sherry's topic is that controlling blood sugar has a much greater impact than just controlling diabetes, and that this new approach, the glycemic index, seems to be the key in doing that. So, Sherry, why don't you start off by telling us what the glycemic index is and why it's so important?
Sure. Well, the glycemic index is a ranking of carbohydrates in terms of how they impact our blood sugar. In the past, we thought that carbs were either simple or complex, and that simple carbohydrates, such as the sugars that we add to our coffee in the morning or the sugars that are naturally in fruit, those were the ones that were a little bit problematic, and the complex was everything else, the grains, the fruits, the vegetables and things like that. And then about, I guess it was in the early 80s, some Canadian researchers researchers did a study that looked at the impact of different types of carbohydrates on blood glucose levels. And what they found is that not all complex carbohydrates had the same effect on blood sugar. Some of them, such as white rice, for example, white bread, would break down very quickly into sugar, causing rapid increases in blood sugar levels. And interestingly, when you consume white bread or certain types of white rice, they will cause your blood sugar to rise more so even than having sugar. So this really changed our view on carbohydrates, and a lot of the pioneering research has been done, University of Toronto, University of Sydney in Australia, where we've really gained a big understanding in how these foods affect blood sugar, and as you hit on, the fact that blood sugar is not just a diabetic concern. I think that's a common misconception. We think of diabetes, we think of blood sugar. Well, if you're trying to manage your weight, if you want more energy throughout the day, or, you know, in the study that Dr. Padel mentioned, in terms of having a low glycemic breakfast, something that breaks down slowly into sugar, that keeps you more fueled for the day and can have a lot of positive benefits on health. So in my book, I touch on all of these areas, the impact for weight control, reducing your risk of diabetes, improving diabetes, cutting your risk of heart disease, even certain types of cancer by following a low glycemic diet. So low glycemic means slow-release carbohydrates. These are carbs that break down slowly into sugar.
Okay, well, Sherry, before we discuss the glycemic index in more detail, you know, we talk about the importance of blood sugar, but exactly what relationship does blood sugar have to insulin, diabetes, and weight gain? Why does a rapidly absorbed carbohydrate end up leading to weight gain? What's the connection?
Well, there's a couple connections there. In terms of when we eat these quickly absorbed carbohydrates, and I'll go back to the white bread because it's a perfect example, or the white rice, when we eat those foods, they're broken down into sugar very quickly. And in response to that, our pancreas has to release a lot of insulin to take that sugar into the cells to be used for energy. And so initially, your blood sugar will shoot up very high. Once insulin comes on board, the blood sugar drops down really low. And when your blood sugar is low, you're feeling hungry, irritable, you have more cravings for sweets and carbohydrates. And I use the analogy of the sugar roller coaster, and a lot of my patients that I've talked to about this, they when they realize how food impacts their feeling, it's actually amazing to see, you know, what a difference it makes. If you're eating these quick-release carbohydrates, your blood sugar is riding up and down this roller coaster throughout the day, and insulin levels. When insulin levels are high, your body is triggered into this fat storage mode, and when insulin levels are low and blood sugar is low, you're feeling tired, hungry, cranky, irritable, and you're having more cravings for carbohydrates. So blood sugar is very closely, has a close relationship to our ability to burn or store fat, and also hunger and appetite. So if we can improve blood sugar control by eating a low glycemic diet, it can help us in our quest to either manage weight or lose weight.
And of course, I guess the next step is to point out that if our body becomes starts having a problem keeping the blood sugar down, this will in turn lead to the excess blood sugar in the bloodstream being converted to fat, because
that's
it's
right.
because it's no longer being taken into the cells with insulin's help and burned for energy. Now it's just kind of hanging around there doing bad stuff, including being converted into fat, and in turn causing weight gain. Is that correct?
And the other problem, too, is when you're eating a high glycemic diet, a lot of these quick-release carbohydrates, and you do that over time, your body can start to become resistant to its own insulin. And insulin resistance is associated with abdominal obesity and increased risk for diabetes and heart disease and a lot of other problems. So it becomes a very complex issue, the relationship between blood sugar, insulin, our weight, insulin resistance.
Okay, so really the goal here then is to do whatever we can to prevent this sudden increase in sugar levels in the blood, whether it's by choosing our foods properly, or by using other things like supplements and fiber supplements, PGX, things of that sort, so that we have a gradual smooth rise in insulin levels without the highs and the lows.
I think one of the fascinating things, I just went on the National Library of Medicine website, and we're seeing there's a lot of work on glycemic index that is unrelated to obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. There's one here that suggests that in macular degeneration, the high glycemic index eating people had a 46% higher risk of developing macular degeneration. There's another one on teenagers with acne. And the kids that went on a low glycemic index diet, their acne improved compared to people on the regular diet. So there's something very, very broad about this slow digestion of carbohydrate, therefore not a lot of insulin and so forth, that seems to be good in a very broad sense.
Yeah, there's so many different areas of health, even sexual health. Folks that eat a high glycemic diet and have elevated blood sugar levels, that can cause damage to blood vessels throughout the body. And in fact, erectile dysfunction, I think it's 80% of diabetics eventually develop erectile dysfunction to some degree. So we don't even realize some of the impact that these foods and our blood sugar has on our overall health.
And, of course, we haven't even mentioned metabolic syndrome, the term that's been very popular recently that sort of covers this as well. Okay, we'll get into more detail about exactly what the glycemic index is, the glycemic load, how it can be utilized practically. But we'll do it right after. I think we need to take a little break, Sam.
That's right. We'll start taking your calls after our next discussion. But let me give you the number anyway. It's 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about the glycemic index and weight loss, give us a call. The number again is 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
And this is Don Goldberg.
Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with Sherry Torkas after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have high blood pressure? If you do, you'll want to pay special attention to this. There's a product from Twin Lab called Blood Pressure Control. It contains a unique, all-natural, clinically proven ingredient, C12 peptide. C12 peptide is a natural milk protein that helps manage angiotensin-converting enzyme, or ACE, limiting the release of angiotensin II, which is responsible for increasing blood pressure. Twin Labs Blood Pressure Control is natural, safe, and clinically proven to work, a viable alternative to ACE-inhibiting drugs. Results can be seen in as little as 2 to 4 weeks, although in some cases it may take up to 2 months. A natural treatment for hypertension is now available, and it's from Twin Lab. Blood Pressure Control. Get it now at Wilner Chemists. Only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Hi, this is Don Goldberg. We've been selling Flex Now joint formula for just over 6 months now. People ask me, Don, does this stuff really work? Well, here's one way I can answer that question. A few weeks ago, something happened that I've never seen before. The people from Flex Now came by the store and they gave me a printed list of the people who have taken advantage of Flex Now's complete relief or complete refund guarantee. I was amazed. No company has ever volunteered that type of information before. There were 25 names on the list. I didn't ask for it. They just felt it was the right thing to do to give it to me. Well, we have sold about 1,000 packages of Flex Now during that time. So over 95% of the people who bought Flex Now during that period were satisfied with the results, or at least not sufficiently dissatisfied to return it. That's pretty impressive. If you have joint pain, maybe you should try Flex Now. It's unique in that it contains natural shea oil extract, rich in powerful inflammation fighters. Flex Now, available at Wilner Chemists. Complete relief or a complete refund. At 2.5%, I'd say the odds are in your favor.
Doctor's Best has got some great news. Tryptophan is back. But not just any tryptophan. They use TryptoPure from Ajinomoto, the world's foremost producer of pharmaceutical-grade amino acids. If you've been waiting for tryptophan supplemented you can trust, Doctor's Best has the product for you. This tryptophan surpasses all testing criteria established by the U.S., Japanese, and European pharmacopoeia standards. It's addictive, additive-free, solvent-free, 100% fermented, and it's GMP-certified. Doctor's Best L-tryptophan is available in 500 milligram veggie caps suitable for vegetarians, and for a limited time, Best L-tryptophan veggie caps is on sale at Wilner Chemists at half price. How's that for a great deal? The list price is $44.99 for 90 veggie caps, but at half price, that's only $22.49. Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And we're talking about the glycemic index.
Let me continue with the questioning, and then we'll get to the phone calls a little bit later. Okay, Sam?
Sure.
All right. By the way, Sherry's book, The Glycemic Index Made Simple, is an excellent book. It's about 76 pages or so, and does an excellent job of explaining something that's a little bit complicated and very, very practical. And we're going to tell you in a little bit later how you can get a copy of the book. So stay tuned for that, okay? Sherry, what I found interesting about this is that the glycemic index itself is of limited value, it seems to me. Perhaps its greatest importance was that it made us realize that this was a new and important way of looking at the role and the effect of carbohydrates. And I think the researchers realized some of its deficiencies as well, and they've sort of worked on it a little bit more. They've come up with something called the glycemic load, as I understand it, that sort of compensates for some of the problems with the index. You folks, when you read the book, you'll see a listing of all the various values for some of the foods. You'll see a website reference where you can look up a more detailed listing. Some of the items might surprise you, that you'll find things in a high glycemic index column that you would have thought belonged in the low glycemic index and so forth. And there's reasons for that. One reason is that these tests are done on that one food all by itself. They're done on fasting subjects. And the amount taken is not really a fixed portion size. It's based on the amount of carbohydrate that's in the food. Am I on base so far, Sherry?
Yeah, that's
okay.
Exactly.
So because of these limitations, I gather that it lost a little bit of its practical value. So what did they do, Sherry, to kind of make it a little bit more a meaningful, you know, for people, to give them guidelines to follow?
Well, the glycemic index, it looks at the quality of carbohydrates. And as you mentioned, when they're testing the glycemic index, they're using a serving of food that provides 50 grams of carbohydrate. So that amount varies. For example, if it's apples, it may be 5 or 6 apples when they're using it to calculate the glycemic index. Now, in practicality, we don't sit down and eat 5 apples at once. We maybe have 1, we maybe have 2. And so to help us understand how a typical portion of a food will affect our blood glucose levels, they came up with something called the glycemic load. And that takes into consideration the glycemic index and also the portion size of food that you're having. And it can be calculated by taking the glycemic index and multiplying it by the number of grams of carbohydrate in the serving and dividing by 100. But, mm-hmm. you know, I really want to keep it simple, and that's, you know, what the book is called, The Glycemic Index Made Simple. I do provide some of the background information for those that do want the in-depth understanding of these calculations and how they're done.
Well, that's
but
my next question,
as a general
Sherry.
Statement, I was just going to say that you can't go wrong with vegetables, fruits, whole grains. Where we need to make changes and gradually try to phase some of these foods out of our diet or minimize them are refined starches, and I'm sure you guys talk a lot about this on the show. Staying away from white bread, white flour, white rice. Go for the whole grain, the brown rice, the brown pasta, the multigrain breads. Fruits are, fruits are high in fiber, vitamins, minerals. For example, watermelon and certain fruits like pineapple and mango and papaya, they may be moderate or high in the glycemic index, but when you look at the typical serving size, it's relatively low. These foods have a low amount of carbohydrate per serving, so therefore, you really can't go wrong with fruits. And so I think that's really the take-home message I want people to understand is making quality carbohydrate right. choices and not getting, you don't have to get right. caught up with calculations or, you know, I've got my reference table in there just to give you an idea, but there's lots of other things that you can do as well to help.
It's almost like you're using the glycemic index to help give you guidelines to how to eat.
That's right. And not get caught up with calculations.
Okay, sure. Here, something I think that may be confusing to people or maybe not. We have forever preached that people shouldn't eat too much sugar and too much junk food. It isn't perfectly clear, I think, to most how the glycemic index differs from that. So, for instance, as my understanding is, that standard whole wheat bread and standard white bread have roughly the same glycemic index. So that just the fact that there is some whole wheatishness to mm-hmm. it, it's not one of the real coarse whole grains, doesn't really make it any better. On the other hand, a white flour pasta, because it's very compact, and since the digestive juices break it down slowly, has a relatively low glycemic index. So what we knew was bad if sugars was bad, but we have a better guideline to say that some carbs, because of their shape or because of their shells, stimulate blood sugar less than others. And it's almost like the simple sugar theory, but it's not exactly like the simple sugar theory.
We also haven't talked about, combining certain foods. Like if you add oils and fiber mm-hmm. and even protein to the mix, that's going to slow down digestion
that's
somewhat
right.
and prevent spiking of blood sugar. So it's not only the carb you're eating, but what you're eating it with.
There's a lot of factors that affect the overall impact a meal is going to have on blood sugar. Adding protein and healthy fats to your carbohydrates will slow it down, but also the type of fiber, the type of starch in the carbohydrate impacts glycemic index.
We're going to give you a chance to add to that, but it's time for another quick break, including a quick check of traffic. So we'll be with you in just a little bit.
Here's some good news. Wilner Chemist now carries the Super Nutrition line of vitamin supplements. Super Nutrition is a family-owned company with 30 years' reputation for quality, safety, and efficacy. Their supplements are formulated using orthomolecular potencies balanced to provide maximum energy and enhanced well-being. Each Super Nutrition formula gives your body more of what it needs, more calcium and vitamin D for stronger bones, more B vitamins to provide energy and combat stress, more antioxidants to boost immunity, and more folic acid for a healthy heart. Whatever your lifestyle, whatever your needs, there's a Super Nutrition multivitamin just for you. There's the high potency Simply One Women and Simply One Men. For energy, there's Women's Blend and Men's Blend. And for anti-aging, choose the Super Blend or OptiPack. For multivitamins that give you more, Super Nutrition, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Super Nutrition Multivitamins, 30 years of guaranteed value.
Okay, you're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Sherry Torkison. We're talking about the glycemic index and weight loss, and we'll be taking your phone calls. The number here at the studio is 1-800-321-0710. We'd love to hear from you. We already have a few calls on the line, and we will be getting to you shortly. We'll probably touch a little bit more on a few more points we want to make about weight loss and the glycemic index. You are listening to The Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and let's get a quick check of the traffic.
And right now, taking a look at the Hudson River Crossings, George Washington Bridge is in pretty good shape for you. Both decks heading into and out of town over at the Lincoln Tunnel, a 20-minute wait heading into Manhattan. Holland Tunnel is going to cost you about 20 minutes from the Turnpike approach, but from the 19 approach, it's only a 5-minute delay. Outbound side, about a 15-minute backup. Now, getting to the inbound Holland Tunnel from 19, look out. We've got road work between the Tunnel East Circle and the covered roadways. So that's going to cause some additional tie-ups for you. In the five boroughs, we've got street fairs going on in Manhattan. We've got Broadway on Broadway. So Broadway's closed down 48th to 42nd Street in Manhattan till at 6 o'clock. And Madison Avenue down 41st down to 27th Street for the Mexican Independence Day Parade. So anticipate a delay for yourself. Cross Bronx Expressway, some slowdowns westbound side from the Bruckner right on up into the GWB. This report is sponsored by Pizza Hut. Tackle your hunger with the Pizza Hut Pizzone. Get way more. Get America's favorite pizza, Pizza Hut, now online. I'm Bill Powers with WOR Traffic.
Tom and Ted here. Today's topic, achy joints.
Right you are, Tom, which means we're talking about joint health supplements.
It's all about the cartilage, baby.
Don't call me baby. Three things that can help make joints happy are glucosamine, MSM, and ASU.
Glucosamine is a building block of cartilage, Ted. Mm-hmm. OptiMSM is the premier brand of MSM, and ASU is a new potent ingredient that helps protect against joint tissue breakdown.
Ooh, somebody's done their homework. What's it all add up to, Tom?
That would be Avoca ASU, Ted. That's A-V-O-C-A ASU, a new joint supplement with all three key ingredients from Nutramax Laboratories.
And Avoca ASU tablets are made from all non-animal ingredients. That means no shellfish.
All natural.
That's what makes them different.
Avoca ASU, available at natural food stores nationwide, online at avoca-asu.com, or call 1-800-925-5187.
At this point, we know how important supplementation with CoQ10 can be. We also know that many options are available to enhance the bioavailability of CoQ10. Perhaps the most potent and best utilized form of CoQ10 is ubiquinol. Ubiquinol is the reduced or active form of CoQ10, the form which is directly used in human metabolism as a lipid-soluble antioxidant. While standard CoQ10 ubiquinone supplements can be activated in the body, this activation can be less efficient in some individuals based on age or genetics. Ubiquinol's superior bioavailability is demonstrated in clinical trials. Ubiquinol is now available from Jarrow Formulas. Called QH Absorb, it utilizes the Q-Absorb delivery system, which increases CoQ10 levels up to 400% and is 3 to 4 times better absorbed than chewable CoQ10 tablets. CoQ10 supports heart function and, as an antioxidant, protects mitochondrial membranes and cholesterol from oxidation.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilmer Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. We'll get right to your questions on the phone, but before we do that, I want to give you a quick update on what's on sale at Wilner Chemists. A new sale is now in full swing, and here are some of the lines now on sale. Desert Essence, the entire line, 35% off list price. Naturol and Future Biotics, the entire line's 30% off list price. Blue Bonnet, Nature's Way Herbs, Nature's Answer, Green Foods, Health Plus, the full line's all 25% off list price. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, well, you should be. You'll automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106 and choose option number 3. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com. That's Wilner with two L's. The website gives a full list of all sale items, extensive reference material, previous radio shows, and you can place orders as well.
Or, of course, you can pick up a sale flyer and catalog at either of our two stores in Manhattan. Our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, that's 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street, across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
You know, and we also want to let you know that Sherry Torkus, who's with us now, will be at the Park Avenue store tomorrow, Monday, September 17th, from noon to 2 p.m. She'll be there to sign her book, The Glycemic Index Made Simple, and answer your questions. In fact, the first 49 customers to come and talk to her will get a free copy of the book. How's that for a deal? 49 copies. Why not? Why 49?
Well, Sam, because I already took one.
Aha. Did she sign it, though?
No.
Oh. There you go.
But I will. I promise.
Okay. Good deal.
Okay. So let's see. We do have a couple of people online who want to ask us questions about diet. Carol from Clifton, how can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my question.
Sure.
I'm trying to follow a healthy diet, so I had decided to go on the low glycemic index because I heard a lot about it. Now, I always ate almond butter, I love it, on whole grain brown rice cakes, and they're only 7 grams of carbs. But I read in the book that rice cakes are very bad on the glycemic list. Is that true?
Well, here's the thing. Rice cakes are higher in the glycemic index, but if you're only having one or two, you're going with the brown rice and you put some almond butter, which contains good proteins and fat, the overall effect on your blood sugar is not that significant. So I would say if you like your whole grain rice cakes and you're going to have them with some almond butter, I think that's completely fine. That's a healthy snack.
Yeah, consider what the alternative is to have a slice of bread. So that's going to give you a much heavier carbohydrate load than the little rice cake.
Uh-huh, that's right.
Okay, I'm glad.
So enjoy your rice cakes.
That. Okay, thank you.
And on the topic of rice, I'll just mention, too, when it comes to rice, there are so many different types of rices, and they vary in the glycemic index because the glycemic index, there's so many factors that go into determining what the rating is going to be, the fiber content, the solubility, the type of starch. Some rices have more amylose, some have more amylopectin. But as a general rule, the basmati rice and brown rice and wild rice are lower in the glycemic index. So those would be your best choices. Some of the worst choices in rice would be the instant rice, where you just add water and they're highly refined. They're higher in the glycemic index. And there are things you can do to lower glycemic index as well. We talked about adding protein and fat to your carbs. Also, there's supplements that can help. And one in particular that I'd like to highlight is a white kidney bean extract, and that's called Phase 2. And Phase 2 is a starch neutralizer, a carb neutralizer. You take it before you're having a starchy food, such as rice, pasta, potatoes, bread. And what it does is it reduces some of that starch from getting converted into sugar. Studies that have been conducted at UCLA and other places have shown that Phase 2 can not only assist in weight control, but it also will lower your blood sugar after a meal. It reduces the glycemic impact of a meal. So in the book, I highlight some of these supplements like Phase 2, and I talk about the research. And when it comes to clinical research as a pharmacist, and I know amongst healthcare professionals, that's something that is really critical to look at things that have been clinically tested. In Phase 2, there have been a number of studies, and it's actually one of the only supplements, weight loss supplements that I know of, that is actually allowed to be sold with weight control claims. So there's a lot of research and substantiation. It reduces glycemic impact, supports weight loss. Some research to show it as well that it helps to lower triglycerides, which tend to be higher in people that are eating high glycemic meals.
Supplement like that might be also helpful for type 2 diabetics?
Absolutely. Type 2 diabetics, even people wanting to maintain weight. I'm fit. I'm lean. Every now and then I know I'm going to have perhaps a meal that's a little indulgent. My risotto is one of my favorites. I was just mentioning I tried this great little spot in Greenwich Village, had some fabulous risotto. But I took my Phase 2 beforehand so that I'm not getting that big sugar rush after my meal, and it helps to maintain weight as well. So Phase 2, it's available on its own, and I know you carry Natrol products, mm-hmm. And you mentioned that they're actually on sale right now, 30% off, so I think that's fantastic mm-hmm. for those interested in giving it a try. Phase 2 you can buy as Carb Intercept on its own, but it's also available in a supplement called Slenderite by Natrol, and Slenderite contains, in addition to Phase 2, it has green tea and 5-HTP, so it also helps to handle some of the mood issues associated with cravings and appetite, and then the green tea, which helps support metabolism.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Could you tell us a little bit more about the Slenderite product?
Yeah, Slenderite, I think it's a great product for people that are looking for something to help control appetite cravings, mm-hmm. maybe a little bit of a sluggish metabolism. We hear all the time about green tea and its health benefits. It's an antioxidant, good for the heart. It helps lower cholesterol, blood pressure. It has a role in weight support as well. Green tea can help to increase the amount of calories that you burn, your metabolism. So the Slenderite containing the phase 2, the green tea, and the 5-HTP really is a multidimensional approach to weight management. And I think it's a great formula. And a lot of my patients that have taken the Slenderite have realized some great results. Now, I don't want people to think that there is a quick fix for weight loss, because there is not. You need to do your part: healthy eating, not fad dieting, regular exercise, right. and smart supplements.
Yeah, it sounds like something like this, Slenderite, would be good for someone who's on a weight loss program and want help.
Right, want an edge, help, a tool, something to help get them going. And I think there is a strong role for supplements to support folks while they're trying to lose weight. There's, you know, supplements that I recommend as part of your baseline approach, the multis, the fish oil, the greens, things like that. Mm-hmm. And then you can use products like Carb Intercept and Slenderite to support your weight loss efforts.
I think, Sam, I just want to mention, I think in addition to the 49 free books tomorrow, we also are going to be giving out samples of the Slenderite product as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay. Slenderite from Natrol. Okay. We'll
be free samples and 49 free copies. And I encourage folks to come tomorrow as well if they have any questions and you don't get a chance to call through on the show today. I'd be happy to talk with you tomorrow at Wilner Chemists at Park Avenue, 100 Park Avenue.
At 41st Street. Very good. Okay, let's go on to our next caller, Bill from Brooklyn. How can we help you today, Bill?
Hi. Do I understand that the basmati rice has a low load? Is that an unfined rice? Or what about bread, for instance, and oatmeal?
Oatmeal is an excellent food to have, especially the slow-cooked oatmeal rather than the instant oatmeal. In fact, studies have shown that people that start their morning with a bowl of oatmeal actually consume less calories throughout the day, and it can play a very important role in helping to control blood sugar and appetite. Excellent breakfast food. I would maybe add some cinnamon to your oatmeal. It also has a role in working along with insulin to improve blood sugar control. Sprinkle some cinnamon on your oatmeal, maybe some flaxseed, some milled flaxseed to add some more fiber to it, and I think that would be a great choice. And, oh, sorry, you mentioned basmati rice, and yes, basmati rice is moderate in the glycemic index, and it would be a good choice.
What about bagels?
Well, I hate to put down the New York bagel, because that is something that New York City is definitely known for, but the jumbo-style New York bagels are very high glycemic. Even the ones that are whole grain are higher in the glycemic index. There are a lot of calories in bagels. If you're going to have a bagel, I guess my approach is more moderate. I wouldn't say give them up altogether. Just have a smaller portion. Have a mini bagel. Cut your bagel into three pieces. Put some almond butter on it or something that's going to give you some good fats and proteins, and that will help as well.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I think Dr. Bell Podella hit on something. You know, it's difficult making food choices. It's a little confusing. Here we have whole wheat products being sold, and obviously people thinking that by eating them they're getting a healthier meal, but not necessarily.
Yeah, they're making a few more vitamins. But see, there's two parts to this glycemic index. One is how much sugar and what kind of sugar is in the product.
Or carb.
Well, carb. Mm-hmm. But the other is how fast it's digested. So if you take something like a strand of spaghetti where everything's compressed, it takes quite a while, relatively speaking, for the digestive juices to turn that into sugar. Whereas you take the same sort of thing and you make it in a bread or bagel format, it kind of crumbles up in your stomach, and all the digestive juices can work at every little particle all at once. It comes in rapidly. One of the things that we do, actually, for people who have hypoglycemia, reactive hypoglycemia, which is sort of part of this glycemic index syndrome, is we have them take a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons of olive oil with their meal slows down the gastric emptying and will greatly reduce the 3-4 hour later flare-up of hypoglycemia symptoms that they get.
Yeah, that's an excellent suggestion, and in my book I mentioned that as well. Olive oil and also having some balsamic vinegar on, you can put that on your salad or whatever you're stir-frying, and vinegar, the acidity in the vinegar will also help to slow down the rate of digestion. So definitely good choices, and for those that enjoy their pasta, cooking your pasta al dente to a firm consistency, how the Italians eat it, is much better than cooking it till it's very soft. When you overcook pasta, it will break down more quickly, but if you cook it till it's al dente and firm, it will break down more slowly.
I guess they need to invent a pasta bread or something.
You know, you also mentioned in your book, Sherry, the PGX fiber.
Right. Yes, I love that fiber.
And that sort of falls right into the same discussion here in terms of things that you can take from a supplement standpoint that can have an effect on the release of those carbohydrates.
That's right. Increasing your fiber intake is so important, and PGX, which is a very highly viscous soluble fiber, is a good support tool to not only increase your fiber intake but also to improve blood sugar control. And I know PGX is available in powder form, and it's also available in capsules as well.
And it's available at Wilner Chemist.
And at Wilner Chemist, definitely. Okay. And also the Slendorite and the Carb Intercept we talked about earlier.
That's right. Okay, it's time now for a short break. The number here is 1-800-321-0710. If you've got questions for us about weight loss, glycemic index, vitamins, minerals, herbs, give us a call. The number again, 1-800-321-0710. This is Sam Forbes.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back with our guest, Sherry Torkus, in just a moment.
You look like a person who knows what you want. The latest in nutritional research is a top priority for you. You want a quality brand name you can trust. That's why you use Country Life, a brand that has shown for almost 40 years that integrity is a top priority. There are over 5 million people suffering from chronic bowel disorders, irritable bowel, Crohn's disease, constipation. For them, a beneficial bacteria supplement is essential, as it can increase nutrient absorption and improve overall health. Daily Dophilus, with Country Life's exclusive MacTrek bypass delivery system, has been shown to provide your body with over 50 times the favorable bacteria of other products. Daily Dophilus is shelf-stable and blister-packed for traveling convenience. And if you're looking for a good CoQ10 supplement you can trust, try Country Life's Q-Gel, a unique and thoroughly studied form of CoQ10. Specially processed, both water and fat-soluble, Country Life's Q-Gel CoQ10 is up to 300% better absorbed than many other CoQ10 products. Look for Country Life's Daily Dophilus, Q-Gel CoQ10, and other quality nutritional supplements at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Sometimes you get more than you bargain for. That's what happened to our friends at NTI, the people who make ProPax and NT Factor. They were trying to develop a weight loss product. One of the things they did was to combine NT Factor, which, as you know, has been shown to boost mitochondrial function, with the food extract Phaseolus vulgaris from white kidney beans. They anticipated a product that would result in improved blood sugar regulation, increased cellular metabolism, with support for mood and energy. In other words, a product that would help people lose weight. Well, they got that and more. It turns out that this unique combination actually functions as an appetite suppressant. It reduced cravings and reduced the urge to overeat. Initial clinical trials were so surprisingly positive that they decided to introduce the product, which they call Healthy Curb, right away. Because it works. And because it works, they want you to try it. If you need to lose weight and have been looking for something to help control appetite, this is it. No stimulants, no herbs. Healthy Curb from the ProPax and NT Factor people, now available at Wilner Chemists at an introductory special offer you can't turn down.
And as a special incentive to try this product, Wilner Chemist is offering Healthy Curb in either the 90 or 180 size at 30% off list price. That's Healthy Curb from NT Factors, folks, at 30% off.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. This is Sam Forbes, and I'm here with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, Sherry Torkus. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, makers of my favorite multi-line of supplements, is available at Wilner Chemists, and it's also available at 30% off list price, along with the entire line of Natrol. Okay, let's get right back to our phones. Tony from Brooklyn, you have an interesting question. How can we help you today?
Yes, good afternoon. I'd like some information from a diabetic standpoint. I would like to know, as far as pastas go, I understand the whole grain pastas are better than the white pastas for a diabetic. My question is, if I took a regular white pasta and I sprinkled 5 to 10 grams of Benefiber or FiberSure or something like that on that whole grain pasta, would that make it equal to a whole grain pasta if I sprinkle it on the white pasta?
Well, you don't have to sprinkle it on your pasta. I think adding some fiber to your meal in general is beneficial. Having a whole grain pasta and cooking it al dente, it's going to break down more slowly than the white pasta. But one other thing that you can do, I mentioned earlier, as a supplement that you can take before you eat your pasta or your rice or your bread, which will reduce the amount of that starch from getting converted into sugar, and that supplement is a white kidney bean extract called phase 2. And you can actually take a capsule of phase 2, carb intercept is the other name for it. You can open up the capsule, sprinkle it on your pasta. It does not change the taste or flavor, but what it will do is reduce the glycemic impact and the amount of starch calories that are absorbed. So that is what I would suggest as opposed to adding fiber. I think in general, yes, increasing fiber intake for diabetics is beneficial for blood sugar control, but as a way to reduce the impact of pasta, rice, or a baked potato on your sugar would be simply to take a capsule of this phase 2, sprinkle it on the food before you eat it. And in fact, that's what some of the studies have done. When they initial studies at University of Scranton on phase 2, they took a spread that had phase 2 and they put it over the white bread, and then they measured people's blood sugar levels after consuming that meal. And from there, other research studies have also collaborated that evidence.
But would I still be better off with a whole grain pasta or a white pasta?
Always better with whole grain.
Would still be better with whole grain.
And I'll tell you why, Tony.
Yes.
I've used multigrain pastas, the portion is going to be like cut in half because it really fills you up.
It does. It fills you up more. You'll consume less, and you're always better to have the whole grain.
I see. Just one other question. As far as breads go, would whole wheat or whole grain breads or rye bread be the best for a diabetic?
Well, rye bread actually has a lower glycemic impact than, for example, just the whole wheat bread. Rye and sourdough, pumpernickel breads, they are lower in the glycemic impact. And if you also, if you go into a health food store or a grocery store looking for breads that have oats added to them, flaxseed, soluble fibers will slow down the rate of digestion, so you want to look for fibers that have a lot of these grains added to them.
What about the sprouted wheat products?
Oh, sprouted breads are great as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thank you very much.
Thank you.
It's very helpful.
We were just talking about the phase 2 a little moment ago, and before that we were talking about Slenderite, so I want to give a little promotion to the Slenderite product. And what would be the ideal supplement for weight loss support? Well, it should help to increase metabolism, and it should improve mood. It should help metabolize fats and protein for energy, and it should help neutralize carbohydrates and control blood sugar swings. Is there such a product? Yes, we've already identified. It's called Slenderite, and it's from Natrol. And how does Slenderite do all this? Well, Natrol did it by developing a powerful blend of the following key ingredients. They used phase 2, as Sherry just mentioned. It's a starch neutralizer. They used green tea extract, EGCG, 5-HTP, chromium, and caffeine. And just 2 tablets twice a day with meals, Slenderite is the comprehensive, effective aid to weight loss that you've been looking for. And to burn excess calories and boost metabolism while controlling blood sugar and mood swings, try Slenderite from Natrol, Slenderite, Carb Intercept. In fact, the entire Natrol line are on sale now at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price. So how's that? Okay, so let's get right back to the phones. Let's talk to Helen from Brooklyn.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, boy, I almost forgot my questions. I'm waiting that long. First of all, you have an excellent program. I listen to it all the time.
Thank you.
My question is this. I've seen a lot of advertisement for Relicor. It sounds like it's something like Slenderite. It burns belly fat, helps you with your weight loss. So,
well, I can tell you a little bit. There is a definitely a difference.
Yes.
I don't think Slenderite is marketing themselves as to being able to burn belly fat. As you've already heard, it's to aid in a weight loss program.
I would say
a program. It does a number of things in terms of your metabolism,
yes.
Hunger. So it burns fat and it blocks starches,
which is what you want.
Slenderite, right? So it can be a good aid in a weight loss program. But the product you're talking about. I guess it's vaguely relates to a concept about cortisol, which is released during stress,
yes.
Which apparently or may accumulate fat around the midsection.
Oh.
Does products that like Relicor help you lose weight? Well, I mean, we do carry at Wilner's, and a number of customers have tried it, and they've mentioned that they've used it with some success. Of course, we don't know if they did anything else.
I guess you mean?
Yeah, the Relicor. Yeah. And I think really mainly it helps you relax a little bit.
Would
that help you lose weight?
No.
Maybe. But
I think weight loss,
there's a lot of
issues. You have to look at the overall approach, and there really is nothing, for example, that's going to target getting rid of the cellulite on hips and thighs or belly fat. You have to, I think, look at it in a multidimensional approach. Eating a healthy diet, not fat dieting, a low glycemic diet, I believe, is one that is going to help your body burn fat more efficiently. And by controlling blood sugar levels, that can also help to control insulin and insulin resistance, which is related to belly fat. Now, I'm not saying a low glycemic diet is going to make your waistline shrink, you know, several inches, but I can tell you that as an overall effect, it is beneficial. And in fact, there was a study that was done just recently in Thailand with the Thai military police, and they had them on a low glycemic diet. They were also taking phase two in a supplement form. They lost an average of 2 to 3 inches on their waistline, but it was an overall approach. They were exercising, they were eating healthy, and they were taking phase two as a supplement. When we're looking at weight loss, I think if you want the best results, you need to do a multidimensional approach and using lifestyle along with supplements.
Let me do my tell it like it is type thing here. Even if we do carry something like the Relicor at the store, you know, sometimes we carry things because people come and they ask for it. That doesn't mean that we recommend it. I personally do not recommend that type of a product, the Relicor type product. I really think it's a waste of your money. I think you're much more likely to get beneficial results with the other types of products that we've been talking about during the past hour.
Okay. All right, Helen, thanks for the call. Let's go on to Jim. How can we help you today, Jim?
Yes, I wanted some information on there are some grocery stores that carry a line of and jellies that are supposedly no sugar added that
right.
have 7 grams of carb per tablespoon. I wanted to know how those would stack up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other part of the question would be if one is buying a whole grain bread in, you know, just a regular grocery store, what would be the best of them to use?
Sam, let me take the first crack at this, okay, because this is something I've talked about in the past. You have to be very careful with these various food products that make claims on the label, no sugar, no sugar added, things of that sort, because they have a tendency to sometimes try and put something over on you. They'll say no sugar added, but then you look at the ingredients and you'll see something like a grape juice extract or cane sugar extract, you know, things like that,
mm-hmm.
which is basically, what is that? That's sugar. there, you know, I don't know about the specific products you're talking about, but I suspect that there probably is a lot of refined carbohydrate in there. They may not have added a sugar, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't have sugar. So if you're looking for something that's low in refined carbohydrate, don't let the a statement like no sugar added fool you into thinking that it would change the categorization of that product.
Okay, well, good point. They may be delicious, but just be careful.
Yeah, I mean, they may be, you know, look,
and they
I would
even,
rather
they
eat
even
a
have
nice
antioxidants.
Jam. Yeah,
you could look for... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's right, go on. We'll talk more after the break, but you can go ahead and finish.
All right, this is Sam Forbes, and you're listening to The Wilner Window. This portion of The Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol, the makers of my favorite multi-line of multivitamin supplements. The entire Natrol line is 30% off. We'll see you in about 5 minutes, folks. Stay tuned.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of The Wilner Window.